Wherever he was, he's okay.
Next to the wall.
And in that cheetah, in the Shulchan Aruch cheetah, that shogeg still supposed to right. You can bench wherever you want. According to the Rosh, you have to go back to the original place of shogeg. And the Ramah had said that that's the Rambam, but according to the Rosh, even b'shogeg, you always have to go back to your place to chatchila. And therefore, if you did it b'mezid, then you are in trouble. Now, what mezid means that you did it intentionally. I mean, even, you know, your ride was leaving. You said, okay, I got no time to bench. I'm going to bench over there. That is mezid. It's not shogeg.
It's not an onus?
It's not onus.
I mean, what do you call it? Is that the right word?
It's what?
That's the right word?
What, onus?
Yeah.
Or mezid? It's not onus.
Yeah. But you can't, your ride's there. You got to go.
We'll see if there's any dispensation for such a guy. Right? I mean, the question is more so, right, if you totally caught him off guard, right? I mean, the guy came 5 minutes early and he's going to leave. That's onus. The guy says, I'm coming at 9 o'clock and, oh, it's 9 o'clock now. You're going to hear the honk. Oh, shock, it's 9 o'clock. That's not onus. Right?
Okay.
That's called mezid. Okay, so let's go back to what?
We talked before about the caravan.
Well, the caravan cases are all that's true, and the caravan's not going to wait for you, right? There are certain things you're allowed to do. You're allowed to, you know, bench on the road or make brachas on the road, but you know, again, what's the question of what's an onus, right? Why you're not benching? Why you're not benching in the place that you ate? Well, it was an onus. You know what we do say. You know the alchet shechatan lefnech ba onus of ratzon. So why are you clapping alchet for an onus? The answer is that the most onuses are not really pure onus, right? A guy comes late, you know, Shabbos, right? He's mechal Shabbos because. You know, this traffic, and instead of being an hour ride, it's taken him 3 hours. Well, should he have left a little earlier? Should he always leave earlier on hours? Right? What makes it an onus? If you left at 9 o'clock in the morning for a 1 hour ride and took 9 hours, that could be an onus. Right? So every
he should have just left earlier.
Then 9 in the morning, yeah, he should have.
Should have traveled the day before.
So every single case, or not every, but most cases of onus, there may be some element of mezid, or pshia, right, that's a good word. Okay, you said you did Shnayim Mikra this week? You did Shnayim Mikra this week? Right, all the way from beginning of Bereshis? Okay, you're cracking. Okay, anyway, so...
What's that? So when you use the term mezid, usually it means like intentionally.
Yeah,
but you're saying, in the context though, it means he's kind of like he's contributing towards the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be intentional though.
No, it means he knows that he's supposed to bench here, but he says I'm not benching. I don't got time to bench. Now I'll bench later in the other spot.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to Dalad Yatza. Right, Hainu. Right. So according to the Rambam. Your yotze, if you bench, you know, you get to your office and you're going to bench in your house, you can go ahead and bench there. If I know, if you like mezid, back to the with mezid, began hazed out to the bracha, and if you had that start laughs in the comb, and the was a filchi yotze pediabit, right? He was mezid on both ends. He knows he should have benched and he left anyway. Gets his office, he knows he really should go back home and bench, right? Nonetheless, according to the Rambam, he is yotze. Even with all the mezid. So he says, hey, let's ask the Rambam. Right, we said that b'shogeg, even lechatchila, right? The Rambam was that if you left by mistake, right? You know, you get to your office and say, "Oh, I forgot the bench," right? You got distracted, something happened, right? So it was a shogeg, right? So the Rambam holds it lechatchila. You can go ahead and bench in your office, right? You don't have to think about going home. Right, so therefore we got to kenas the mezid guy somewhat. So therefore, we tell the mezid guy lechatchila to go home. However, but according to the rush, we're both shogeg and mezid. You're supposed to go back home. So what are we going to canast the mazed guy more than the shogay guy? Right? So that he says, therefore, we are going to be machmir. See, according to the Rambam, it's going to be machmir that L'chadchil should try to go back home. According to the Rush, if he doesn't go back home and he left him mazed, he's not going to be yotzei benching at all. Right, but he says Lamaisa, we are mekel that you don't have to go back and bench, even with mezid kanasuf kandal. Okay, so that's where we got to yesterday. It is always an interesting thing, you know, how Chazal can be ochre mitzvah daraisa, or you know, midaraisa, the guy went ahead and he benched in his office. But as a kenas, we're saying he's not yotze. So he's not yotze to daraisa, he's not yotze to drabanan. What is he not yotze? Again, a whole discussion in the achronim, how do you deal with those cases, right? When you, when you sort of drabanan disqualify a, what would otherwise be a kosher daraisa. Okay, so Yivarach Mokam Shishim Kol Mokam Gamma Deyazun Chazar Reza Meshubach. So even though we just said that you don't have to, right, even in the Rambam Shita, that you can bench wherever you want, if you go back to your spot, it is praiseworthy. And then he says, but according to the Rush, you have to go back to your place. Because from Dechein Nachon Linig L'maisa L'oshus Shas L'chak L'zor Chalais M'chasvar Rishon. So, Lamaisa, right, we do want you to go home. So the fact that everybody, Fran went home, was not a chosid shota, right? There is a maila, right, that that's how one should, all things being equal, you should go home. If you're in your office in Manhattan, we're not going to tell you to go home, right? But if you have an opportunity to go home, so go home and bench and do it properly.
Yeah, but so how far do you have to go?
I think the cutoff is
18 minutes?
Includes Rutherford.
18 minutes?
Rutherford to Clifton, for sure.
I want a general rule.
It's 18 minutes from Port Authority to. Yeah. There's no traffic.
There is no rule. It's Chachamena Barosha. You have to go figure out for yourself whether you should do it or not, right?
But if it's 18, it would be. You have to go there and back.
Yeah.
See, it's just another reason not to wash.
No, you're not mechuyev to go back, really. In the end, it's meshubah. It's meshubah.
By the way, did you everybody here know that Neil's a chazan?
Yeah. Does everybody know what Marty dreams about all day long?
Yes, they knew, but that, no one knew you were a chazan. Okay.
Are these half nerds? They've been here for like a week, these Mike and Ikes or whatever.
Is that what you came in for?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get enough of them at home. Okay, base. Ba'med devar memorim kishen lo pas od. Avol im yesh lo pas od. Yochal makam hasheni ma'at divarach ra'akshlei ra'av ma'achil rishon. So your benching is not going to end. We haven't talked about the end time of your benching. Right, but if you have in the place that you're located some bread, go ahead and eat some bread there. Now, again,
washing first?
We'll see in a second. Right, so he says, Yochal ma'at. Right, Yochal makam hasheni ma'at. Okay, you eat a little bit. So a little bit is a drop. Right, what exactly does that mean? Okay, so let's see. Yochal makam hasheni, v'afilu b'mezid mani, ha'itakana shochal kan pas davar mu'at. Even if you did it b'mezid, right, you can go ahead and eat something over there. You don't have to go ahead and make a new hamotzi, right? That's assuming that you didn't really officially end your meal, right? Al shinoi makom, it's not a problem. But if you had totally, you know, ended your meal, you washed my machron, whatever, then you got caught up in something and you ended up going to Manhattan, right? So then you'd have to make a bracha. But stam, if your bracha is technically still open because you didn't have any hasachadas, right? So you don't have the bench. on what you eat. Yachachilas pasha mekan yivarech berachas amazon biyale la'achilo sh'ocha mokamache. And after he eats his bread, he'll bench and it'll cover both his what he ate in his office and what he ate back at home. So Mayim Rishonim, if you don't have to, right, if you're going to make an Tila Shadayim, if you don't have to make a new Hamotzi, because, right, and you assume you've been Shomer Yodav, meaning that you assume your meal was still going on and you kept your hands clean, so you don't have to make a new Tila Shadayim. But if in fact you were Mesiach Das from eating anything more, then you probably have to make a new Tila Shadayim because of the fact that you have to make a new Hamotzi.
One second. Did you have to wash even without the Tila Shadayim?
I mean, I don't know that you have to wash unless you had Hesach Hadas from eating anymore.
You know, it's a different place?
Yeah. Yeah, for bread, that's okay. You obviously weren't on the afternoon shift today, were you, Lawrence?
No, I was just logging off as you were getting to that.
Okay, Matt. Okay, Hainu, a filu puff to make his eyes. So now he doesn't have to be established a place to bench. He just has to eat a little bite of bread. Does not have to even be a kazayas.
Why does it say a filu?
Well,
why does it say a filu? Why does it just say it shouldn't dafka be pachos?
No. Adrabi, you would give more chashivas to the place that you're benching if you're a kazayas.
Oh, I thought. Then you have to wash, maybe.
No, he's not. No, washing is not the issue here. This is the issue of giving chashivas to the place where you are going to now bench. So you might think that maybe you have to eat a shir chashiv here also, right? The answer is no. It's enough of an extension of your meal.
I guess I'm confused. The scenario does what? Does it cleanses your area of leaving? Original place? Is it after factor or is this business?
Right, I think... I think they hold that Lemaise, that it is better to go back to your original spot.
Right.
But this is better than not eating any bread. But remember, you didn't have in mind. If you had in mind, it would be l'chatchila. If you don't have in mind, it's not l'chatchila. Eating a little piece of bread.
Wait, you had in mind what?
If you had in mind that you're going to go start your meal in your kitchen and then go finish up in your office,
yeah.
Right? So that's fine. And you eat bread here, eat bread there, you bench over there. That's great. Here, he didn't plan on doing that. He left the house, but Mays, it showed it, whatever it was.
Right. Well, I get somebody who comes to my house often on Friday night and goes, I'm going to start the meal here. And finish it somewhere else.
Okay.
Another location.
Why, who else takes Yosef in?
Well,
okay.
He's always thinking about going to your house.
Alan.
No. Yeah, Alan's a backup.
But let's say that someone does that, okay? They say, okay. And you don't know whether the person's going to ever make it over there or not, but you know, you have in mind that, yeah, I guess.
That's okay. You don't have to come to that case. You come to this typical case of Purim. Right? Bachram and Purim are all over the place.
Yeah, but they know before they start the meal, I guess they're going to be
They know that they're leaving at some point. Where they end up, nobody knows, including them.
So that's not a problem, saying, okay, I'm going to start my meal here. And,
you know, I pick up guys on the street on Purim, and I ask where they want to go. Anywhere. Just drop me off where there's something going on. I don't know where they're going to be.
So Yosef is like porn.
No, but if you go ahead, you say, I'm going to start my meal here. And I guess I can finish it up over at the Gluck's house.
That's fine. When he made Hamotzi, if he planned on eating elsewhere, then Lechatchila can go to Gluck's house.
Even without eating anything at Gluck's house? Cause
No. He has to eat something there.
He does?
Yeah.
No, if he doesn't come.
Well, if he doesn't come, he doesn't. He's not obligated to go to your house just because he said he's going to finish his meal there. But if he does finish his meal there,
he has to eat something?
He has to eat some bread there.
Bread. It could be less than gazelle.
Yeah.
But preferable that it should be.
Now he says, "Bedavki b'makom hasheni ofel gam kein pasach." Assuming the second spot he eats bread, avol parperes v'kisim mitzada prima gam dafilu kazayis l'mahani. Right? It's not enough. Right? You know, there's so many halachic controversies. You know, can you be yotzei mizonos instead of hamotzi? You know, malka and shalashudis. Here, if you want to be benched in your secondary spot, you have to eat bread, not a piece of cake. So if a person finds this happening to himself more than once, He should go buy a loaf, put it in a freezer over at his office, and have it available.
Next to the chocolate chip.
Because frankly, if it's, say, where your office is, and you forget the bread, right?
I go downstairs.
What's downstairs?
I'm the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Okay, when you're over there, right? I mean, it may be quicker to go to your house and go to Kosher Section and buy some bread, or I won't even.
So, right from there, yeah. So, but I don't understand why that's not Hefsekadasa. Because, like, you're doing 50 to go, am I going to find a parking space, or am I going to...
No, that's a time issue. That's not a Hefsekadasa issue. Right? I'm just saying, if a person finds himself that he's in his office and he has forgotten to bench at home. Now, I can honestly say that that's not happened to me ever. But it is possible. I'm saying... forgetting to bench in your house and going to the office. I guess even if I eat them, yeah, it would be very, very rare for that situation to happen.
And you get there, you get to your office and your hands, you realize at the office, so if your hands are still, you'll only have to wash in a circumstance?
If you don't have to make amotzi on bread because you still were thinking of eating some more.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you probably don't have to. He doesn't talk about it, but you probably don't have to wash your hands in.
So there's no bracha required.
Right. Assuming you were paying attention that you were going to eat again, so that your hands are going to still be clean.
Well, let's say the situation is not that.
Then you wash. If you have a suffix, you wash your hands. Just don't make a tefillah sedayim.
Right. But let's say you get to your office. Okay. You have no idea that you were going to go ahead. You totally forgot.
Right.
And you say, oh, I forgot to bench.
Right.
Okay. So the best thing to do is
go back home.
Right. The second best thing is you're already there. What is that? Is to go ahead and wash. And you're saying you don't have to eat kazayas?
No,
you
eat kazayas.
You don't have to wash either.
If you know that your hands are clean, but we only know your hands are clean as if you were planning on eating some more bread, right? Based on your original meal.
This one is definitely. Oh, that's toloy?
Is that bizarre? Once there's hashadas on your meal, you gotta wash it. And whether you make a new tefillah shadayim or not, that's a separate question. Right, we've already said that Stam Hesachadas doesn't require Nun Tila Shadayim, right? It has to be if you went to the bathroom Gedolim, or if there's a long delay. Depends on how long that delay is to get to the office.
Okay. And if you don't have a kazayas,
then you wouldn't make a Nun Tila Shadayim. You wouldn't make the brach either. You should always wash. Well, it doesn't hurt to wash. We live in America. Right? We live in America. There's plenty of water.
Okay.
Maybe not in California, but there's plenty of water in other places. Okay, good. Actually, hey, Roy, a person should not be hungry still. Right, you can't eat a piece of bread in your office and expect to bench if you're hungry from what you ate in your house, because that meant your food is already digested, and you can't bench anymore for that. He says the Kfar Yisid Berachas Amod Shalchil Rishona, your benching is, or your opportunity is gone. Which comes to Sifhei. Yatav Chiyav Chal, this is the new obligation. It's Arach Lavar Gam Berachas Amotzi. So, you have to make a new hamotzi because your old meal is over, right? You can't rely on the old hamotzi. Now, we'll see later on, that's not agreed to by everybody, right? Yeah, let's say you do have the shirikul, so therefore, you planned on eating more on that bracha, so why should that kill the bracha just because your bracha chron is over? Right? You made a bracha on a drink and you planned on drinking, you know, the whole morning, whole day. So, just because your liquid in your body was digested, does that mean you are now putter? I mean, now you need brachas every time? Right, we'll see later on when we get to that. We'll get to that. Okay. Let's go to Gimel. Yeshom shekol shiva saminim tunim brach lacharem v'bakomon yeshom chamesh meni dog and davka v'ayinu shekul v'ayinchesiv. Hey, we saw that. Okay, we have two yeshomas here, Jimmy. What did we say? Second, right? And that's what we saw before, right? The Gro held that the only chamesh mina dagan requires a bracha in its place. This impacts the shinoi makom rules, right? Because the shinoi makom only applies to things that you don't have to go back to your home base. So, we saw the same machlokas, right? Shivas haminim, fruit, right? If it is, you know, that you have to go back to your home base, then it's not a shinamakam. So it's like kulas and chumras here. Right, but the second Ishram is only cake. Okay, get off. The person left his place and he was eating grapes, right? So, as a machlokas, what does he have to do? But we say, according to the Ramah, right, he just comes back to his place where he's eating his grapes, and he, or eat grapes also and come back to the first place. Brings in a third opinion, only bread. We already saw that the opinion that bread and mizonos. Right, but there is an inyan, right, because of this opinion, to be machmer on Shivas Hamin. You're going to eat a grape to make the bracha achron on your spot. Okay, Dad. Let's say you don't remember if you benched. So it's Sarach Levarach Misafik, Neshim Netar. So it's the Safik Daraisa Chumra. Right, we don't have a lot of brachas that are Daraisa. Jimmy, how many brachas are Daraisa that you can think of?
No, it's more than two.
Right. Benching is one.
Two more.
We'll ask him back there. How many brachas are daraisa?
The majority is parts.
How many brachas are possibly daraisa? A chi of daraisa. When you make a shahakal, is that a daraisa? You make a bracha on lulu, is that a daraisa? Okay, what brachas are daraisa? Okay. We got a Berachas Torah. According to many, it's Daraisa.
Berachas Kol
Mitzvah. Let me say benching. According to some, Ala Milchia.
Berachas Kol
Mitzvah? That's not a. It's a bracha, but not a bracha that we're talking about. No. That's saying Yibrach Shem Yishmerach. It's a different. It's them blessing the tzibur, but it's not the. It's not the bracha to Hashem. So Ala Milchia may be a third.
I thought there was another one.
Now you let me know.
Ala Milchia is a derivative of benching.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Yid Gimel. Tzarach Levarach. Hayinu Kol Berachas Amazon. You have to bench all brachas, including the fourth. Right, we saw this once. We saw it mentioned the other day. Right, anytime we have the darabonim that are attacked, attached to a daraisa, we are generally machmir to treat the darabonim like the daraisa. So then he says, "Misafek v'gam yochlo to the achash achav lo berach." Now this is about to be kiddush. Right, let's say I don't remember if I benched. So I'm benching again. And you didn't bench, but you, whatever, have trouble speaking. So I'll say, okay, I'll be mo to you. Right? We don't like when that happens. But can I be mo to you? My benching is only a suffix. You think you're telling you, suffix derives the chum means you're chayib in benching. It's a chum, it's not a suffix anymore. Once we say suffik daraisa lachumra that you have to bench, that means you now have a chi of daraisa to bench. You're not doing it on suffik. Meikra din, you have to bench again. That's the way he learns it here. So that's what he says. Gam yachlo to the achash achlo berach. He can be motzi somebody else, right? Again, it's a rare situation because it has to be the guy. He doesn't know the words. Okay. But he says that, that I can be motzi, even though my benching is only a suffix. Okay, tezva, neishu min atayra. Dafka kishesava. Only time it's dorais is v'achalta v'savata v'erachta. Right? You have to be sava, you have to be full. Dilo sava, l'ero poskim v'drabana, right? Otherwise, it's only drabana according to most poskim, right? Ad kizayis, ad kibetza. Right? We paskin them v'drabana and you bench even on a kizayis of bread. Mikol Malkum Roy Liri Shemayim been stopping in Berach Halo. Finish Lachal Kazayah Shital Yod Varach Hamotzi. Now let's say someone is Mesupik, and I feel Shlo Lachal Kazayas. Right. My question: whether you even ate Kazayas? You should wash, make hamotzi, yochal kezayis v'arach berachas hamazon, and have that berachas hamazon cover both cases. Now, this is also the eitzah for someone who has to forget, you know, ritzei. Right? Or he doesn't remember what he says ritzei. Right? We see these are all suffix that you have to bench again. Right? So, the best thing to do is go ahead. Right, this happened somewhere, one of our Mishabura sessions. Right, so, told the guy to go wash again, and make hamotzi, and eat a kazayas, or kibetz, or whatever, and then go ahead and have that second benching cover the first meal and the second meal.
He was mesupik if he benched.
Mesupik probably on ritzei. That was a mesupik on the benching itself.
What do you mean?
No, he knew he benched, just didn't remember the ritzei.
Oh.
But you also have to repeat benching for it. Yeah, I told you, I remember halachic stories that took place whenever. Happened today. Someone was telling me we're talking about Zerizim Makdim Lemitzvahs or Bris. And I said, well, I learned from you that you don't have to. He goes, what do you mean? I said, you know, you once made a bris, and because the shver was late, literally the bris was pushed off for almost an hour. He had no recollection. Like, zero. And he's telling, he's like listening to his grandkids, maybe it was there. He said, no, it was your son. Right? So, had zero recollection. So. Okay, anyway.
So Shmuel, we asked you like 3 years from now if your son was wearing tefillin at the bris.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to comment on that. So I looked into this. I told this to Jimmy today, or in Lorenzo. So the first of all is Rosh Chodesh. So there are many who hold on Rosh Chodesh. You definitely don't put your tefillin back on.
You took them off anyway, even chakras.
Right, that's it. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes that the minig by him was that they didn't even wear tefillin by a bris that happened to take place after the davening, because he said all of our brisim typically take place in a base bris, right, which is like Dovi's mirror halls, right?
What was a base bris?
They would do the bris in a certain place.
Not in the shul.
Not in the shul. It would be where they probably would have the meal and whatever, right? And he says no one wore tefillin there, right? And therefore they didn't wear it even by a, if it happened to be after a, you know, chakras.
So what did Gedalia ask? I didn't
ask. Krohn told him to do it. So, but we think, and it's interesting, Shlomo Zalman only talks about Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't talk about Stam. I was trying to find if there's some mini Yerushalayim per se to do it. Right? Someone told me today that they were at a bris of their grandson Yerushalayim, and the father put on tefillin. Right? So, it's possible, again, that it's mini Yerushalayim. But it's clearly not the minig galus, as Yaakov Sholten says. Right? Nobody wore tefillin at a bris back in his day. So, okay. Anyway, that was also.
What is the significance of putting on the tefillin?
That's the whole shiloh. What the Mishabur. No, it all starts because the Mishabur writes that you're supposed to go ahead, and if you're wearing your tefillin and there's a bris, you should keep it on until after the bris. Because your tefillin's an os and the bris is an os. Now, there are those who say it's better to have your tefillin off, right? But we're assuming we're like the Mishabura that it's better to have it on, but it doesn't say anywhere that you're supposed to have to put it on, right? Just if it's on, you keep it on.
For who? For which individuals? Just
anybody. Well, no, for the Mishabura, talking about anybody.
Right, so I see people. I mean, I didn't. So you're saying is
my tefillin don't come off till after bris.
I mean,
if Gedalia who Gluck's bris was in the morning, my tefillin probably would have still been on if I was davening there.
Even if it was Rosh Chodesh,
well, it's going to be Shabbos.
No, it was Rosh Chodesh.
There was a lot of things.
Shabbos is an Os. That's why you don't wear tefillin, right?
There was a lot of things it was going to be. Right, I probably wouldn't have davened there either. But okay, had I davened there, I had my tefillin on, and it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, right? Or Shabbos.
In the morning, you mean?
Yes. Okay.
So, okay, anyway. Let's go back to this. Right, so we said that bench is dav kisava, and become akum roili rishimayim b'stav. So we said that if a person is mesupik whether he benched or not, right, and as I said, mesupik on ritzei, he has to go ahead. He should really just wash again, make hamotzi again, and eat another kezayis, right? And this happens, right? Really, it can happen often for people who forget yalav yavo, forget ritzei, forget whatever that they're obligated to say, right? That's the way to deal
with
it. But
if you know if you definitely didn't say it.
Well, if you definitely didn't say it, then you definitely can go bench again.
Without eating
again. Right, without having to eat again. That doesn't help because you have to bench. You're obligated to bench. Okay, hey, Adema Sayyaka Levara. Here's the big Shiloh. Till when can you bench? Ad Shisako Mosin Shemayot. Until the food in your stomach is digested. The Kamashiro. What's that shir? Kozman. She'eno ra'ev machmas oso achila. Right? That whatever you ate before, you're not hungry. So as long as you're not hungry, right? So, okay, you go ahead and you can still bench. So even though we talk about 72 minutes and everyone says, oh, it's longer than 72 minutes. 72 minutes is not a starter number. Like until 72, you can assume you're not have digested food, right?
So there's no case where someone says, it's less than 72, I'm hungry.
I don't think, where it would come up is drinking, we'll see, is a bigger issue, right? What is the sheer equal for drinking, right? And I was talking with somebody about this, and he says, you know, he drinks, and then he, he's talking about playing tennis. He says, you know, as soon as he's ready for the next drink, a half hour, 45 minutes later, he's very thirsty again. So does that mean his drink is all gone? Okay. Let's see what he says here.
What about the falling asleep issue?
Falling asleep. That doesn't impact your chiyuv to bench as long as you're not hungry.
Uh-huh.
It may impact your bracha rishonas.
Yeah, but theoretically, you know, when you're sleeping, you're not as hungry, so you can wake up 4 hours later.
If you wake up 4 hours later and you're not hungry, okay, it's okay, let's see what he says. That's fine. We're talking about the guy who forgot to bench, so what's his cutoff? And by the way, it's not just the guy who forgot to bench. It's the guy who's at a wedding. You know, he ate at the beginning of the Suda, and like all great weddings today, that, you know, they go wash, let's say, they wash at 8:40, and then the Chasen Kal first come out at 9:45, right? By the time you're sitting down to your next bite, you may not have eaten for an hour and a half. Right, you could have an issue there if all you ate was a little piece of challah, right? So okay, kolzman shein roi v'lachakach far bital oso ha'achila, because at that point your eating is already gone. V'hav sebrechus mosin, you've lost your benching. Imrotz alef la'atu mechadosh dasa magen avram shi'atz v'rach hamotzi filo siach dayet v'adayin. According to magen avram, he has to make hamotzi again. Oh, what happened to his bracha? Even shesach hamotzi has gone bracha rishona. Right, according to the magen avram, you lose your bracha rishona. Aval higher bechron and pligin, as I mentioned before, higher bechron and pligin alav esfer de bracha harishona lo hifsid kol shlo yisiach daito bein time. Right, that you're not going to lose your bracha harishona. So you're at this wedding and you're not eating your next bite till 2 hours later. Well, you got to make a cheshbon. Did you lose your benching? But maybe the best thing to do is go ahead and at that point eat another kizayis of bread. Right, but you don't make a new hamotzi because you're still in the middle of your meal. Right, it wasn't any real hes chadas. You're just in the middle of a wedding here. Right, so okay. We'll stop here. Dovi, do you need the recording?
No, I was here the whole time.
Okay, good for you.
Okay.
You want the recording? You really had a speaking part.